Let's have a specific example, if you would. How would you use the two-beat HIV approach to get out the message that PrEP even exists?
One of the things that we've done previously was have a contest where we had community members submit art, music, poetry, different types of creative material reflecting on a particular problem. And so that problem for the first contest that we did was to raise awareness about HIV cure research through a campaign. So they submitted their ideas and their creative material, and then we selected one, and then we pulled some of the best submissions to then create promotional materials and campaign materials that would then be further disseminated throughout the community. And then we also hosted a lot of different events with community partners throughout the year that raised, you know, kind of raised awareness about HIV cure research and partnered with organizations so that they would also benefit from, you know, being affiliated with the university and being affiliated with the project. So I would do something similar to that with trying to develop some type of community-based, community-sourced messaging around PrEP to design some type of campaign that was community built.
I wonder how many of well-educated health professionals know that PrEP exists in reality, let alone members of the community. I mean, it's a substantial advance in so many ways, and I'm not sure that our average medical student or even practicing physician knows that it exists.